Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Had an interesting question from someone that wanted to know, why do I get so angry and irritable when I start fasting? Okay. It's a legitimate question, and quite a few people have this happen, and I want to talk about exactly what's going on, okay? There's actually three main types of fuel that your body actually runs off of. You got sugar, you got ketones over here, and then you have fatty acids, okay? So when someone lowers their carbs and sugars and they start producing ketones as their main fuel, they're only going to really be running on 40% of ketones. Nearly 60% of their fuel is fatty acids. The metabolic switch that makes this all happen isn't always efficient, okay? If you have a history of having long-term insulin resistance, then it's gonna take a while for your body to become more flexible in this transition. And in the process, you might feel more irritable when you fast. You might feel angry, edgy, not very friendly. You might have a low tolerance to stress. And this is all occurring because of two things happening in your body. One is the years of insulin resistance is making it difficult to get any glucose in the cell because you need insulin to absorb glucose. And so if you have insulin resistance, you're not pulling in glucose. And then when you go on a low carb, low sugar diet, now you're really going to be low on glucose. So you're going to be dependent on ketones and fatty acids. But the problem is your brain is the only organ that can't use fatty acids. It can only use ketones and glucose. Well, you haven't transitioned over to running on ketones 100%, so your brain is going to suffer, and this is why your mood suffers. Okay, so you have two solutions. You can either just give it time and wait for your body to fully adapt to the point where now you're more efficient, you're more flexible, and your brain is getting all the ketones. Or you can just simply add some more ketones to your diet in this transition phase. So you would take some MCT oil, either a liquid or a powder. You can also do exogenous ketones, but those are a bit expensive. But realize that you're just in this transition. It's only temporary, and you don't want to give up. You want to push through, keep lowering your carbs, and eventually you'll feel really good when you're doing fasting and when you're on a ketogenic diet. Hey, before you go, if you're benefiting from any of my content, I would love to hear about your success story. Please share it in the link down below. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.